Today is Monday, March 9th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I want to start off the show. I just want to start off the show with a little bit of a, not a rant. I don't want to rant because anytime I have contact, I don't want to rant, you know. But I definitely want to, no rant. But I did get some contact on Twitter. And it was from Baron Frosty, and he actually, it was an at mention, so he didn't even direct message me. He just at mentioned me on Twitter, and I guess wanted to make, I don't know, I just assumed that I would see every single at mention for myself. And he says, if I were at Geeky Gay TV, by the way, that's where you can reach me on Twitter if you want to follow me. Geeky Gay TV. Don't ask me. I was going to do a YouTube channel called Geeky Gay. In fact, I had a YouTube channel called Geeky Gay, and then I went in and privated all the videos, but don't ask me. Anyway, that's my Twitter handle. So he says, I would put off buying a new house for a few months, though I doubt he'll listen. He reads everyone's tweets but mine, but that's okay. I'm not like a finance expert or anything. No big whoop. Have a nice day. And Baron, and I told Baron I was going to respond on the podcast, so I'm sure he's listening to this. Baron, first of all, you say you work at a bakery or something like that. I've never once heard you say what you do. For all I know, you bake bread for a living. First of all, you're a very private person. Baron doesn't tell anyone his real name. I don't know Baron's real name. I don't know if anyone knows Baron's real name, but I don't know his real name. He's never told me. I'm not butthurt about it. There are podcasters out there who don't want to share, you know, their name. If, you know, and I guess I'm not a close enough friend to Baron for him to tell me what his name is. But I also, he's never told me what he does for a living. So how do I know what your expert? All I know, for all I know, Baron, your expertise is making those resin pyramids that are beautiful, by the way, on your channel, Craft Castle, on YouTube. Anyway, so that's the first thing I wanted to say. I don't know what you do. I don't know what your expertise is. So now I know. I'll ask you next time I have. The other thing I want to say is I want to make a general announcement to all you people. I love contact. I love it. Like, I want contact. You know, it's material for the show. I love to know what kind of questions you guys have for me, what comments. You know, I love feedback on stuff that I say, the ridiculous stuff I say on the show. But I just want to kind of give you guys, if you want something to be responded to on the show specifically, this is the order of priority that I put for things, or that I'm going to remember. If you call me, 479-221-9393, that definitely is going to get played on the show. Like 100% definitely. It may not be immediately. It depends on when I have time to fit it in, but I try to do them within a few days of when I get them normally. Sometimes the same day. It really just depends if I had anything I wanted to talk about. Number two, so that's the highest priority. If I get a call, I'm going to play it on the show. Number two, email. So if you email adamburns.uk@gmail.com, I'm going to do my best to get that on the show. Unless you're like Sam in the Hinterlands actually tells me, hey, Adam, don't read every single one of my emails on the show, because Sam emails almost every day, which I love. I love getting emails from Sam. But she specifically said, hey, Adam, I don't expect you to read my email every single day. So usually I'll sum up, you know, once every couple of weeks, I'll read a Sam email. I love Sam. I'm just doing what she told me to do. But if you're not Sam, you know, you send me an email, I'm going to try to read it on the show. But it's a little bit less likely because sometimes I get a lot of emails and I don't see that I've, you know, or I forget that I haven't read it on the show or whatever. I try not to do that, but there's a case that it may slip through the cracks. So if it does, you may have to email me again and be like, hey, you slipped through the cracks. The third is Twitter, but that's the least, well, not the least likely, but that's the third most likely, because I get a lot of at replies to things, and some of them are related to the podcast, and some of them are not related to the podcast at all. And it's hard for me to go back and remember like which one was related to the podcast. And so I don't like keep a list of tweets. But if I remember something was specifically like if it's on the top of my mind when I'm sitting down to record, then I'll definitely, you know, call it out. If you direct message me, it's a little bit more likely because direct messages, you know, I don't have as many of those as at mentions. So anyway, Twitter is like number three. Number four is Facebook, because I'm never on Facebook. Tim in Alaska messaged me on Facebook like 3 weeks later. I finally mentioned it on the show because Mark told me that Tim had messaged me. I never look. I would almost uninstall Facebook from my phone if, I don't know, I may sometime, but I don't use Facebook. Anyway, and you know, number five is probably like a message in a bottle. If you send me a message in a bottle, that's very unlikely. That I don't have any water around me, so it's very unlikely that I'm going to get it. And I'm certainly, you know, it's going to be harder for me to read that on the show. So there you go. Also, Baron, I'm not really sure why. I would like a little bit more information. You should really call in, Baron, and give me reasons why I need to wait a few months. My lease is up at the end of June, so we really have to move, especially if my landlord won't extend us, because the way our contract works is it auto-renews for a full year. So we're going to have to try to get special, like, if we need to stay longer, we're going to have to get special, some special contract, and I don't even know if they're going to agree to do it, because their contract renews for the same amount that you of months that you originally signed for. So, and they may be flexible. They may say, oh yeah, we'll do month to month. But normally month to month is a lot more expensive. And usually you only have the option of month to month or a year or maybe 6 months. So, you know, we have limited options. We want to move out and move into something that we've bought. We've been waiting several years. So, that being said, you said I would wait a few months to buy a house. Well, technically it is a few months because we don't want to move into a new home until, you know, right when our lease is up on this house. So hopefully that will work out. Or if we build a house, you know, you pay a down payment and then you don't actually close on the home until the home is done. And they're 6 to 7 months out. So if we decide to do that, we're going to have to sign another contract here or move somewhere else. I don't know. And then we'd be moving in December or January if we decide to do a new home. And we would not close on that home until we actually are about to move in. So, you know, but you didn't even give me any reasons why. I mean, the interest rates are wonderful right now. So if we could get a mortgage right now, the interest rates are fantastic. And I don't know, the economy's about to like go into the fiery depths of hell at the moment. So, I mean, the stock market was down like, what, 2,000 points today? Although Walmart was only down 7 cents or 17 cents. It was pretty good. All right. So I've spent, Baron, I hope you're happy. I've spent the entire podcast on you. There you go. That's how important you are to me. And you, I didn't even know your name or what you do for a living. But I love you. Anyway, so on top of that, the weekend, so I had a haircut on Saturday, so I spent the whole day in the car and drove to St. Louis. Nothing went on. Just drove to St. Louis. I had a 2 o'clock haircut, so I had to leave at like 8 in the morning, something like that. And so I did that. And then on Sunday, I've had this cold sore. It's really gone. Like, I was able to finally pick the scab off of my lip on Friday night. But, so it's gone. But I was like, I don't want to risk it yet. I still have a little bit of dry skin in that area. I don't want to play my trumpet. So I did not go to church on Sunday morning. So I slept a little bit late. And then Mark and I went to lunch after he got back from Mass, because he's a better Christian than I am. And then we played a little bit of Pokemon, and then we found an open house in this really, in a kind of a ritzy neighborhood. I don't know. This realtor was telling us, oh, this was voted like number one neighborhood in Arkansas. I don't, or the world. I don't know. Something. The number one neighborhood in some area. And so we did that, and the homes were nice. These were new builds. They were about 2,500 square feet, but they don't have yards. We didn't know that, and we need a yard for Sydney. And also, the price per square foot was too much. I mean, this neighborhood thinks its shit doesn't stink. Very expensive. And no yard, it's just not acceptable to us. And they felt small. Even though they were 2,500 square feet, they felt small. Then we walk into this other one that just happened to be having an open house, and we knew nothing about it. And we go in, and she's like, oh, it's 500 and or 5,200 and something square feet. And that is way too big for us. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure about that neighborhood. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.